Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. General Motors says nearly a million Buick Enclaves, Chevy Traverses, and GMC Acadias made between 2014 and 2017 have potentially faulty airbags. And the maker of the airbag inflator in question, ARC Automotive, is being pressed to issue a wider recall impacting more cars.
At least 12 auto manufacturers have used ARC components in their airbags, and the recall that could ultimately affect nearly a quarter of the cars currently on the roads.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. New, more stringent immigration rules in place since the end of Title 42, said to be keeping thousands of asylum seekers away from the southern border for now. President Biden says there's been a 50% drop in asylum applications. Immigration officials credit the limited surge on warnings that rule breakers could face a five-year ban on entering the U.S. This is ABC News. The presses at one of Philadelphia's biggest newspapers, The Inquirer, stopped by a cyber attack just before tomorrow's primary election. An Arizona election official at the center of the 2020 election now talking about the toll it has taken on his life.
He says fellow Republicans.
They didn't defend us as we were all accused of having rigged the election.
In charge of elections then, former chair of Arizona's Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, Bill Gates.
I was also getting angrier all the time and feeling more betrayed.
He had trouble controlling his anger at public events. Gates on ABC's This Week says after extreme scrutiny, the Arizona 2020 and 2022 elections were proven not fraudulent. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And a professor has broken the record for living underwater. Over the weekend, Joseph DeTore hit 74 days in a row living 30 feet under the ocean surface in the Florida Keys. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripcast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. A recent merger between railroads Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern will send more trains along the Upper Mississippi River and in some cases many more loads of hazardous materials. In April, a train derailed near DeSoto, Wisconsin with two cars floating down the river. Nothing was spilled. Cleanup was completed within days compared to a February derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. That led to a plume of chemically laden gas over the entire community. The newly formed Canadian Pacific Kansas City creates a direct connection between Canadian oil producers and refiners along the Gulf of Mexico. And Poinette native Ashley Hagenow earned the title of Alice in Dairyland over the weekend. As Wisconsin's 76th Alice, Hagenow becomes a full-time ambassador for agriculture in Wisconsin, traveling and educating the public about the importance of the industry. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
At Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer. Giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser. Earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win. Plus, $10 rewards play up to four times a day. Stick around and use your rewards club card because we're heating up this summer with hourly hot seats happening from noon to 9 p.m. Clear your calendar and come in June 24th. We'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike along with five cash consolation winners. Roar into the summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser.
It's time to shake things up around the house. This May, you may think it's time to make over. Okay, you get the hint. With Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser's May Makeover promotion, you could win your share of $5,000 in gift cards to a home improvement store to tackle the project of your dreams. Guests only need to earn 25 points or earn your entry and $10 rewards play. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the rewards club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Sun came out today. The beach yesterday, which was gloomy.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was, man. It's amazing just the impact, right?
Yeah.
Just seeing the sun.
Yeah, there's this seasonal affect disorder thing that used to be the talk of the, you know, back 30, 40 years ago, people were sitting in front of bright light in the winter because they were sad, it was called, seasonal affect disorder. But, you know, it's kind of true. When it gets, when the sun isn't there, it's not a real good day.
No. And you know, I spent most of the time in the house yesterday. I got out, did a little something in the yard, but man, there was no sun out, so
yeah,
headed back inside. But it's out. It's going to be out now for a while. I was saying to Calvin and Gilbert earlier, we've turned the corner. It's almost June, Sandy. We should expect it.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I mean, we shouldn't be surprised that we got a daylight coming up. It's mid-June.
Yeah. And I think the buds and leaves should be rewarded for their bravery.
Yeah.
You know, they should be rewarded with some good warm weather instead of like a week ago. When we were talking about snow a week or a week and a half ago. Remember that the slushy snow that was coming down?
Yeah, you know, Sandy.
Yeah. Did you call me Gilbert?
Yeah.
I'm just a sliver. I'm a sliver of Gilbert.
You're one of his legs.
Yeah.
I was an automatic pilot. But I have to say to you, Sandy, yeah, I played a little tennis in my time and ping pong, did a little bit of that. I've never played pickleball.
Yeah, I'd say pickleball was when tennis married ping pong. and the birth child was pickleball. It's sort of like standing on a ping pong table and playing with a wiffle ball.
That is what it is,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So Calvin, have you ever played pickleball?
Yeah, we used to play it in gym class in high school.
Oh, it's that old a game? Well, you aren't that old.
Yeah, it's been.
Wait a minute.
That's like, what, 6 or 7 years ago at this point?
Yeah, well, that's pretty old. I thought pickleball just was born.
So did I.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
So did you use a wiffle ball?
Yep, wiffle ball, wooden paddle.
That's it.
We played it in the gym.
Yeah, and it's like a miniature tennis court. It's like tennis for everyone. You know, so you can be older. A lot of, you know, it's being played at retirement homes, but it's also being taken up by younger people. About 6 weeks ago, I saw that McEnroe had participated in a demonstration game of, I forget who he was playing with, but some other tennis greats.
And
there is like there's a big time tournament tour of pickleball.
So our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Have you played pickleball? And if so, tell Sandy, and Sandy's already got the gear. You know it.
I'm standing ready to try it out, but I haven't. I haven't done it yet. I don't know. I played tennis for quite a few years, and there's this game Platform Tennis. I played that. I played squash. So what the heck?
I'm a tennis guy.
One more racket game.
You played some handball.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then racquetball.
Uh huh.
Play those things, but I haven't played pickleball. And part of me says, leading me to believing that I'm...
It's an admission of age.
Well, that I'm still an athlete.
Yeah, if you don't play pickleball, you're still an athlete.
Yep. You took the words out of my mouth.
Playing pickleball is like giving up the ghost.
It really. Well, I don't want to say it, but
seems
for
like
an athlete, right?
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Have you played pickleball? And if you have, and if you haven't, are you going to? Sandy, I don't know. Maybe you and I should play some pickleball, right?
I think we should. I think now that we've talked about it, I think in the next couple of weeks we ought to be able to come back and say, "Yep."
Can you do
it? Been there, done that.
Can you do a backhand with pickleball paddles?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the paddles are like a little bigger, heavier than a ping pong paddle, but similar.
Yeah, pickleball.
Pickleball.
Catching the nation by storm. It's safe to say that, right?
I think it is. Yeah.
Do you think it's here to stay?
I think the guy who invented pickleball is almost as wealthy as the guy who designed and invented the orange barrier barrels that are on the highway. I mean, really, just think about the money that's being earned by the person who sells the barrels that are being put along the highway that are orange, different colors of orange and have the black platform.
No question, that guy is.
Yeah.
And it didn't take much, right?
Well, no, but wow. I mean, you know, every place you go, at least in the Milwaukee metro area, the roads are lined with these things.
Well, it's all over the nation because of the Build Back Better.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Build Back Better.
It was the
infrastructure.
The infrastructure.
Let me ask you, Sandy, why do they call it pickleball?
God knows. I don't know. Why do they call it tennis?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, what a tennis. Yeah, what kind of a word is that?
But pickleball. Okay, I guess we'll try it out. And you got to go easy on me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I think vice versa.
Now, yeah. I've walked with you before, so so I know it would be a lot more difficult for me. But anyway. So there's so many things to talk about, Sandy. I thought I wanted to begin with this because we've heard nonstop.
Well, we began with pickleball.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay. So we'll
next
go
in line.
The
yeah.
next in line.
Yeah.
You ever hear of Representative James Comer?
Yeah, the committee, his committee that he's heading, the Biden.
About the 10 family members that were, and it's been big fanfare, right? Everybody's talking about, we're waiting on the shoe to drop, and everybody's going to happen, and we're going to expose the Biden family, and the sky is falling. Did you hear?
Well, I did, and you know.
So explain to the people, the audience, what you and I know about.
Well, we know little more today than we did before because there was really nothing new revealed. You know, as far as what was talked about, as you go from social media to actual media, everything that they talked about, we already knew about. But you know, I think the American public spends an awful lot of time wasting its time about such things. I think that it's not that it isn't important, and I think that if there's laws that have been broken, they ought to be the people who break them ought to be held accountable for it. I think that should be bipartisan. I don't think that parties should make a difference. I don't think that politics should make a difference. But the ballyhoo about this seemed to far exceed You know, it's like talking about the very best play that's ever opened on Broadway, and then when it opens, it fizzles.
But Sandy, the latest news is Comer came out and said, we can't find the guy who told us the story.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying, okay, it's time to put up. And Comer said, well, that guy's disappeared, the guy who was giving us all this information. And Fox News said, well, the guy who's giving us all the information, we can't find him.
Uh-oh. That sounds like the beginning of another conspiracy theory.
But Sandy,
he's been buried in the bottom of a pizza. He's in the basement of a pizza shop.
But Sandy.
Yeah.
They made all that noise.
I know. And then
when they were told to prove it, find the guy.
Yeah.
Comer is now on Fox News, and Fox News is asking the question, even the Washington Times and others, where is the guy? Where you've been doing all this talk, and Comer had to come out and say, we can't find that guy. Well, if you couldn't find him, and if you're just going by what some guy said, Sandy, why would you put all that out there like that?
Well, they have documentary stuff too. They have emails and they have whatever, but you know, the fact is that the politics of this stuff, there's a lot more bang than there is, and mostly fizzle. You know, when you get
right
down to it, and so I'm reluctant to get too strident in one side's defense, because I happen to think that Trump is fraught with problems and ought to be brought to justice. I wouldn't want to sound partisan by suggesting that if the goods are found on somebody else, they shouldn't be brought to justice either.
But
there's not much in the way of goods that were found.
So this is the National Review.
Yeah.
A top witness in the Republican investigation to the Biden family has apparently up and disappeared without a trace. Or at least that's what Representative James Comer said Sunday on Fox News. On Wednesday, Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, held a much-hyped press conference in which he promised to expose the preliminary findings of 4 months' worth of scrutiny into the Biden family business dealings. Politicized as a judgment day for President Joe Biden, the conference ultimately proved anticlimactic, largely consisting of Comer throwing around vague, unsubstantiated accusations and failing to link the president to any of his relatives' alleged influence peddling.
Yeah.
And only because, Sandy, they all said this was a big day. It was going to happen. And they were you around the guy? I mean, did you?
No. Yeah, he needed a food taster, apparently.
But it just goes to show, Sandy, this what you're saying. The political theater and these kinds of things has to stop, right?
Yeah. I mean, the fact is that political theater doesn't really match up with reality very often, and it probably goes both ways. But the theater, and the theater in expectation of the horror that was going to happen on the border, and sure enough,
we're going to talk about that too.
Yeah,
got to go to a break. So Mary, hang on. CJ, hang on. We'll be back on the other side. It's Monday with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served...
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through...
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job, but I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 72. With daytime highs approaching 73. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies. Tonight lows level off around 51. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow high temperatures reach up to 71. Sunny skies and calm Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 60. 70 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Standing in the shadows of love, I'm getting right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Let's go to the phone lines, and Mary from Tulsa. Hey, good morning to you, Mary. How you doing, my friend? Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Earl and Sandy. On the lighter subject of pickleball, I can relate because I'm a wannabe player, but so far I haven't found where to go to play it. I'm a former biker, and I have left that behind for safety reasons at my age. So far I've only looked on the web to learn about it, and one explanation that I saw, don't quote me on this, is that it might have been named after somebody's dog. All I know at this point, but I'm looking forward to it.
You know, Mary.
If a person wants to remain active, you know, it looks good.
You know, Mary, I know you to be an active person and an avid bike rider, and so it means you got good wheels and good wind, so you should be a natural for pickleball.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
But I mean, they've got them I think they've got them at all the parks.
Well, they build them on tennis courts, and they just scale mm-hmm. down the tennis court with different markings.
Mm-hmm.
So they're replacing some of the tennis courts because tennis is not probably as popular as it once was.
Right, right.
And they're not utilizing the courts.
I mean, the problem with tennis is it's a fairly long learning curve, and it's hard to get, you know, it takes a while to get truly good at it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the two people to play tennis have to be very equal, or otherwise it isn't much of a game, right?
True.
So there's no handicapping it. And I think the learning curve on pickleball is far shorter, and I think that the rules of the game make it harder to dominate because you can't stand at the net and, you know, bang it down. It's not a hit it hard game. It's a sort of finesse.
Mary, so let us know when you finally, you know, cross that bridge and become a pickleball player.
I will. I'm looking forward to it. On my list.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that. So, Sandy, somebody else.
Yeah, a lot of people are waiting to play pickleball.
Is it that they're waiting for court time?
I think they're just waiting to admit to themselves that it's time to play pickleball.
Yeah. Well, like you and I.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking. It's just, I remember the wiffle ball in baseball when we were kids.
I think pickleball and bolo ties, you know, those ties that old guys wear that are leather
yeah,
with the little
with
the silver thing that slides up.
I can't see you a fashionable guy. Did you ever wear a bolo tie?
No. But I think bolo ties and pickleball might be
synonymous.
They might go together.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to CJ. Good morning, CJ. What do you say?
CJ, tighten your bolo tie.
I bet he's got a couple.
Well, I love pickleball. Played in Florida through the winter. You know.
Wait. Just guys, CJ, just a question. Are you a Florida resident or a Wisconsin resident?
I'm what you call a snowbird.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of snowbirds go to Florida for 6 months and one day for the purpose of achieving Florida residence. Are you one of those? Oh, he's not going to admit it.
Because their tax base is better.
I know. So
yeah.
Is that what, so you do that?
No, I haven't been able to do that yet, but I'm working my way that way.
Okay.
And I can't wait to have you come down to Naples, and I'll play you in pickleball.
Okay.
I'll put my money on Sandy.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm game.
How much?
Yeah.
So, CJ.
How much, Earl?
Oh, wait, man. Look. Okay, so listen, man. You've been one of those people who've been, you know, constantly talking about the Biden family and all of this. And this is from Fox News on the other day. Clearly, they are asking Comer and other, you know, where are the people? Where's the guy, Ed, who gave you all this information? They can't find him.
That's okay. They got the information, didn't they? They got the whistleblower. That's what matters.
No.
And they got bank records, right, Sandy?
No.
Right, Sandy? They got bank records.
Whatever they've got, they've got. Yeah, that's why I just finished saying I don't want to exercise a lot of either glee or this is all just fact-based stuff, and wherever the facts lead, they'll lead. I'm ready to wait on the sidelines and see what the facts are and where they lead. So I don't want to participate in political theater conjecturing about it. We conjectured about what was going to happen. Now something has happened, but it's inconclusive at this point. But you know, whatever, you know, let's let the chips fall where they may. That's the extent I'm willing to talk about this.
Yeah. I remember listening to you and Earl in the 51, our major investigative FBI and CIA representatives that said the Hunter Biden laptop was misinformation. Well,
No, wait. CJ, wait. You can attribute whatever you want to anybody, but not to me. I never said that.
I never said any. I've never. There's a reason why I've never spent any time talking about the Hunter Biden laptop on this show. I can't think of one time that I ever brought up the Hunter Biden laptop.
Well, my view is that Hunter Biden, what I've said is that the whole Burisma thing does have a smell about it, and the question is what's the source of the smell and what is it? And you can attribute anything you want to anybody else, CJ, but just stick to the facts with the people you're talking to. I never talked about that.
And neither did I. So, listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
I'm standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love? Trying my best to get ready for the heartaches to come. Oh, I'm standing in the shadows of love. Trying my best.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. General Motors says nearly a million Buick Enclaves, Chevy Traverses, and GMC Acadias made between 2014 and 2017 have potentially faulty airbags. and the maker of the airbag inflator in question, ARC Automotive, is being pressed to issue a wider recall impacting more cars.
At least 12 auto manufacturers have used ARC components in their airbags and the recall that could ultimately affect nearly a quarter of the cars currently on the roads in
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. New, more stringent immigration rules in place since the end of Title 42, said to be keeping thousands of asylum seekers away from the southern border for now. President Biden says there's been a 50% drop in asylum applications. Immigration officials credit the limited surge on
the Christcast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The federal government is looking into Friday's crash that killed a middle schooler as she was waiting for the school bus in Reidsville. The National Transportation Safety Board says the driver of a pickup truck struck and killed 13-year-old Evelyn Gurney. It's a crucial week for shaping the Wisconsin state budget. That includes a proposed historic change to the way the state shares money with local communities. Jim Palmer is head of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. He says public safety departments statewide are short-staffed and not just big cities.
In rural areas, you know, it's not uncommon for a deputy who's working overnight that maybe their clearest, most available backup is, you know, 20, 30 minutes away.
Palmer was on Upfront yesterday. He pushed for more funding for police, sheriffs, and fire departments. In sports, the Brewers are at St. Louis tonight. Freddie Peralta starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Through the mirror of my mind, all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number as Monday. That means Monday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams. So, Sandy, a Trump-Biden rematch. And over 60% of the American people say we don't want that.
I know. I count
I'm
me,
one of them.
Count me in.
Okay, so. The question becomes, Sandy, you many years ago talked about a third party and the chances of there ever being a third party. If ever there was a time that that should really be thought about seriously, would you say it is now?
I think, yeah, because, you know, in fact, it might be at a time when the odds are higher because, it's certainly clear in my mind that if Trump weren't to get the Republican nomination, we'd see a rerun of the Bull Moose Party kind of thing that Teddy Roosevelt pulled in the early 1900s. So I think there'd be a remake of that if Trump doesn't get the Republican nomination, ergo he runs as a third-party candidate. I think if he does get the nomination, it's altogether possible that a centrist candidate might run who would try to take the center votes from the Democrats and the Republicans and try and force a different outcome.
You mean like Senator Joe Manchin?
I don't think Manchin is the character.
He's a centrist, right?
Well, he's certainly a straddler.
Yeah.
He sits on the fence, which is incidentally a very uncomfortable perch.
So the reason I asked Sandy is there's a bipartisan group, No Labels, a nonprofit organization that promotes centrist politics and policies, has launched a campaign to get a third party candidate on the ballot in all 50 states for next year's presidential election. The group already has secured a place on the ballot in Arizona, Colorado, Alaska, and Oregon. The question I'm asking you, Sandy, is let's say they can get on most of the ballots. They certainly are not going to win. There's no chance they can
win. I think that what they could do is cause the Electoral College to go into a deadlock without a majority. Because in order to become president, you have to get a majority of the Electoral College. And a three-party situation, if all three parties get kind of split it three ways, each one gets 33%, then you don't get a majority of the Electoral College. And so then it goes to the House of Representatives, which is an interesting place for this to be decided.
But I don't think that third party is going to wind up with 33% of the vote.
Well, let's play it down. Let's say Trump gets the nomination. There's an awful lot of people disaffected from Trump.
Same thing on the other side with Joe Biden.
Well, Joe Biden's old, and, there's people who might say, let's get someone else. So then the question is, what is the flavor of the candidate in the middle? And so is it Mitt Romney? Who is it that is the centrist that comes forward to run? There are plenty of people who've decided that they won't square with Donald Trump, at least in the very small segment of the Republican Party that's centrist, that announces itself as centrist.
So you think if ever there was a time, this might be it?
Yeah, I think this could be it. I think this could be a time where there's enough disaffection from the probable National Party candidates that a third party could rear its head. Remember Ross Perot got...
Oh, yes.
Ross Perot
20-some
got,
percent.
He's got, I think, 17% something.
Right.
A big number.
Yeah.
A big enough number so that it upset the national vote.
But a 17% could upset the national vote once again.
Well, it definitely could affect which direction the national vote goes. 17% probably doesn't throw it into the House of Representatives. Maybe it does, but if it got to be 25 or 30%, it's a different story.
But 17% could determine that Democrats get less votes, Republican
yes.
gets less votes,
yeah.
and it could certainly determine whether a Democrat or Republican wins the seat, right?
For sure. Yep.
So our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Be you Democrat or Republican, what are your thoughts about a third party? And just, Sandy, I don't know if there's ever been a time when you had people who are dissatisfied as much as both the candidates, people, Democrats and the Republicans on both sides. There are people who are not really feeling these candidates. And if maybe, this might be a time that even if you're a Democrat or Republican, if you would consider voting for a third party.
Well, yeah, the devil's in the details. The question is, who would the candidate be and how digestible would they be? How easy to digest would they be for either the centrist Republicans or centrist Democrats? And then the other question is, how big is that centrist portion of each party, and what's the platform? What is this? what does this centrist group stand for? I mean, do they? I mean, my problem with centrism is that if it doesn't stand for something like figuring out how we get health care for all, or if it doesn't stand for setting up child daycare arrangements that are dependable and affordable, then I'm not sure why we would want to go centrist. But I'm not. And what is the foreign policy that they espouse? What do they want to do about that? And the problem with centrism is it probably doesn't touch political third rails, so it probably isn't willing to look at defense budget. I don't know what it's willing to do with respect to these other important issues. But my view in the long run is that multiple parties will allow people to fit comfortably into a party home that is in alignment with what they stand for, and that the coalition process that would result could only promise to accomplish more, because all we've accomplished for the last 20 years is paralysis.
But Sandy, you got to vote for somebody, right?
Yep.
If it's not the Democrat or the Republican, you know, then, as you stated, platform certainly matters. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. Thank you very much. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, guys. I'm going to throw something out there in a third party, and I want your thoughts. I really, maybe I'm very ignorant on this, so I got to give that as
well. All of us are as it relates to this, Bill, but go ahead.
Well, but I think if Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger said they're going to run, and they are going to run to change the Republican Party, give it integrity, give all politics integrity. No, I might not get like what Sandy was saying with health care and all that, might not get it. But what I would get is the integrity of our system back, and I think that is priority one. Without integrity, we can't even hope for, you know, a decent health care and some of the things that Sandy mentioned. I just think the country is yearning for integrity. Joe is too old. He is. Now, he's done a good job. I'm not look at if you don't think he did a good job, remember the border crisis that wasn't. And the only people that promoted that again was the far right and Fox News. I don't think there were a lot of people that thought the gates were going to come slamming down on that moment, and tons of, you know, millions and millions of people were kind of cascading into our country. We knew that our country's getting fed up with all of that,
So,
and I just think, go ahead.
No, finish your point, Bill. Finish your point.
Well, I think the country's fed up, and the only people that have shown what I think superb integrity was Adam and Liz. I didn't realize Adam was a lieutenant colonel. Right there, he's got integrity. Right there, he has integrity. He's young. I like the way he thinks. I don't agree with all of it. We'd have debate on many issues. But as long as the man has honesty, integrity, diplomacy, that's what we're crying out for, aren't we, guys?
So, I'm Bill, thank you very much for the call. Sandy, you want to respond to Bill?
Well, I think he makes a good point. I do think that getting our political house back in order and elevating ethics and to the highest level in Washington and essentially reclaiming ethics. I mean, look what's happening with Clarence Thomas. Look what's happening to all of our senators and congressmen who go to Washington and get wealthy. And I think that ethics is the armor against, for instance, dark money. If you're really ethical and there to work for the people, you'll do the right thing. And so I'll confess, I think Kinzinger in particular is a very impressive guy in terms of he was courageous to stand up for what he did. He gave up his office as a result. Liz Cheney, the same thing. I think Mitt Romney has displayed. There's just a few on the Republican side who have actually shown the right kind of commitment to correctness. You know, political correctness. And I don't mean PC. I mean ethics. I mean holding the people's interest at the highest level.
Let's go to David. Good morning to you, David.
Hey, good morning. You know what? I agree with potentially a third party. One thing that I think frustrates me, and and all levels is this, is that here we actually have Kennedy Jr. Being shut out right now. When he announced his candidacy, he immediately almost got 20% of Democrat approval right away. I mean, obviously there's only, name recognition only name. There.
Yeah, because nobody really knows right. anything about
him. Yeah. Right. But and listening to him, I think it's imperative, though, if you have what you call democracy, you have to have a debate. You have to allow him to debate Biden. You have to allow, why? You know, who else might want to.
Well, no,
because
no, why would
you get to hear different ideas, Earl? You get to. You may not agree with
that's,
it.
That's not how it works,
but
David.
You have to hear what the other person has to say, what he could offer. I mean,
I know, but it's, yes. I think to say that Kennedy should mm-hmm. be able to debate the president of the United States. That's
well. On. I yes. think. I think what made. But here, I would say this. I think credible. I think once the election process begins, credible candidates ought to appear in debate.
Credible, yes.
Credible. And well, the question is, will Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Continue to be a credible candidate other beyond his name recognition?
Right.
He's got a history of some flaky positions. But, you know, I have to say, when he talked about the defense budget, I stood up and saluted to his discussion. But I think the same, you know, sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. You know, I think that Trump has said that he won't debate anyone on the Republican side. I think he just said that in the last couple of days. And he intends only once he gets the nomination to enter into debates with whoever his opponent is. I think debates and forums are what we should be getting back to, so that people are better apprised without sound bites. I think the problem we've got with debates so far has been that as time has evolved, they've become much less debates and much more they've been a question of slow pitch baseball to candidates and allowing them to say what to give them a forum to say what they want. But I agree with you. I think that credible candidates ought to be debating one another, and the public stage ought to involve more substance.
So when you again, the argument is what makes the person credible.
Well, it's typically been poll data and fundraising. So, you know, I'm sorry to say that fundraising has been the primary ingredient, but fundraising, I suppose, is what ultimately determines credibility for candidates.
You know. Again, the president of the United States, I don't care who he is, a Democrat or Republican, it sits on that perch, and there's a reason why that person is there, and that would be no different than saying, hey, Earl says he wants to be a candidate for the presidency of the United States, and somehow then I get to have a debate or a discussion with the president of the United States?
I think that in this particular determination of a president, this process, since the acuity of Biden is something that's at least the elephant in the room, what kind of mental acuity does he have? He'll be able to either prove or disprove the problems associated with that in debate, because in a debate is the place where you're forced to display your acuity.
I agree. But that debate then becomes, you know, whoever.
Debate is the place where you're forced to.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
This message is brought to you by Adopt-US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 72. With daytime highs approaching 73. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies. Tonight lows level off around 51. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow high temperatures reach up to 71. Sunny skies and calm Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 60. 70 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Monday's with Sandy Williams. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. How you doing? Thank you for the call.
Good morning. First, we, the people, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. But we also need to fight like hell to get money out of politics, because that is our biggest issue. This No Labels Party is completely funded, again, by billionaire class. Once again, you have the Bradley Foundation right there in Wisconsin that's trying to get rid of all voting lock boxes throughout the country, but especially there in Wisconsin. I think that this is just a really, really scary time to be talking about third parties, unless we're going to do ranked choice voting of some sort. Because, you know, this, Joe Biden is old, there's no doubt. Joe Biden is definitely not as quick as he once was. We all know that. But I just cannot see someone, again, I do not want to have a candidacy that is run, again, on personality. I want policy. I want to know exactly what each candidate is going to do on policy. Like Sandy said, I want that $60,000 regular Wisconsin family, or, you know, probably more than that here in California. I want to know, what are they going to do about Medicare for All? Because that's one branch of the four things that Sandy talks about. I want to know what they're going to do for child care. I want to know how they're going to actually lower the military-industrial complex. I want to know what they're going to do about housing. These are questions that I have, and I know that everyone gets big on Kinzinger and Cheney, but scares the hell out of me to have another Cheney, even in the idea, since her father was such a war criminal.
So,
anywhere close to the White House.
So, Tom, you are right from the perspective of the movement that we're talking about has been funded by $70 million donors whose names they won't list. So, you know, we don't know whether those are Democrats or Republicans who may be doing this in order to steal votes from the other side.
And remember this, Earl. Yes, we may have some benevolent billionaires out there that are for, you know, our environment being more green and saving the planet for future generations. We may have that, but we more have the billionaire class that is out for the billionaire class, like the Bradley Foundation, and like, the Koch brothers.
So Tom, hang on. Sandy, you want to respond at all?
Well, no, I mean, It's so hard. You know, we're talking about preferences and druthers, and you know, I think the Biden administration has accomplished much more in the direction of what we're talking about. However, they haven't actually accomplished the things I'd like to see accomplished associated with health care for all or child daycare.
Well, that's
actually
because they can't do it alone. It
well, takes... I know, I understand. We need pressure within both parties that will push them in the direction of having to accomplish this. And that's why I've felt that multiple parties were the best way to build that pressure and to force coalitions that would be forced to negotiate on these issues based on the power of, for instance, a progressive party vis-a-vis the power of a conservative party that might actually have numbers that would be much smaller than we would imagine. It's, you know, our politics are in a bad place, and money in politics, Tom is right, is the real problem, and maybe we could find a way to, there could be a coalescence behind getting money out of politics, and the question is, how do we get there?
So realistically, even with a third party, because we want money out of politics doesn't mean that a third party can come in. They've got to have money themselves.
Well, they do. But a third party is probably more likely to want money out of politics because the money's been flowing so far to these two parties, and they've set up mechanisms to operate in the dark with the money they get. I don't know. I'm actually in the water looking for the life vest and without one right now in terms of what the country's going to do, because I think we're the Titanic in a way. I think we're the ship that can't sink, and I'm afraid that we're in the process of hitting the iceberg.
You know, Sandy, it is such a heavy lift to derail Democrats and Republicans. It is.
Well, I mean, you look at Joe Biden, and you know, we look at Dianne Feinstein, we look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg, these people, and we shake our head and say, why didn't these people step out? They were in a position where they could be secure that their successor would be following the same policy, and if policy is first and foremost in their mind, they should give up their ego and do what they should do. And you know, happily, with respect to Feinstein, California is a state very unlikely to present a Republican senator. But Joe Biden, at the end of this administration, can point at a lot of good things. I just said off the air, I continue to be one who thinks that it's more likely than not that we will not have a recession. I think it's more likely in the near term, and between now and the election, I think it's more likely than not that the tea leaves will all look pretty good. I think that the border crisis that was going to be the main party line for the conservatives is not materializing, and I think there's good reason for it not to materialize based on the fact that people, asylum seekers today, after Title 42 ends, risk arrest. They also risk a five-year banishment. When Title 42 was in place, the only thing they risked was getting turned around and sent back. They could come back anytime they wanted because the nature of the Title 42 barrier was it's a health risk. We're going to turn you around before you can present yourself based on a health risk. And so that the onus of now presenting themselves is higher, and what we've seen is that the numbers trying to present themselves has gone down materially.
So we've got to go to a break, Sandy. When we get back, we'll delve a little deeper into that because things have not gone according to what was expected, that there would be this massive flood of refugees, at the border. Got to go to a break. Thank you, Tom. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the-